Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. She left Ireland a much better place than she found it, and she played her part with spirit and style. That's Taoiseach Simon Harris reacting to the news of the death of Nell McCafferty. He's quoted in the Herald. All the papers cover Nell's death. Terry Prone, writing in the Irish Examiner, says that Nell went from being a pioneering journalist and feminist to being brought onto TV and radio shows to generate laughter or anger or both, a character. That's not how she should be remembered, she writes. The Irish Daily Star remembers that on one radio show she made a claim about a politician that was untrue and the radio station ended up paying out €450,000. Politicians paying tribute yesterday included the SDLP's Colm Eastwood in the Irish Daily Mirror, who said that Nell was a mould breaker and establishment shaker. Mary Lou MacDonald in the Examiner said she comforted the afflicted and afflicted the comfortable. Derry's Eamon McCann, quoted in the Irish Times, said Nell was as spiky as a bag of porcupines. Agriculture crops up several times in the papers this morning. On the deferred land tax row, Philip Ryan, in an opinion piece in the Irish Independent, says you'd know an election is brewing when parties are having a row over taxing land. While yesterday it looked like Simon Harris was disagreeing with the Greens over the land tax, Ryan says he's also at odds with Fianna Fáil Finance Minister Jack Chambers, who said he was deferring the tax. Simon Harris says that decision will be taken by the whole government. Ryan says with an election on the horizon, the government parties are now at each other's throats. And agriculture is part of a front page story in The Examiner, which reports that our annual dairy exports to China are under threat. They're worth €420 million to us. The paper explains that the EU has imposed tariffs on subsidised Chinese electrical vehicles coming into Europe. So the Chinese are looking at subsidised dairy exports going from Europe into China. And on farming, Sive O'Neill in the Irish Times says Irish leaders need to start being honest about livestock's long shadow. She says meat and dairy provides only 13% of calories globally, but are responsible for nearly 85% of greenhouse gas emissions linked with food production. And still on climate, The Examiner is writing about a cold blob. The piece is about a briefing Met Éireann has received from climate scientists on how best to warn the public that a warm water current in the North Atlantic may collapse in coming years. That current keeps our weather mild, but it's declining, and a cold blob of water has been detected. And a few pages over, The Examiner connects climate change with a story that's been running all week, and that's the sinking of the superyacht in the Mediterranean. The paper reports that Italian scientists say that the climate crisis has led to more extreme weather events, such as the one which hit the yacht on Saturday. One meteorologist says that such events 30 years ago would have led to wind speeds of 100 kilometres per hour. Today, it's 150 kilometres per hour. And two stories of amputations in today's papers. The Irish Sun features a woman from Bantry who had to have both her legs amputated after being bitten by an insect in her garden. She's quoted as saying, "I've been bitten many times in foreign countries where the insects are worse. You just don't think this is going to happen in your own garden." The other story is about a woman from Ratoath who had to have her forearm removed because of cancer. She told the Star she now has what she calls a robo-arm. She says it's all glittery and sparkly, and she even has a tattoo of a flower on it. She said she always wanted a tattoo, but couldn't stand the pain.
Good for her. That's Ronan Kelly with It Says in the Papers.